British gangsters, faces of the underworld.
Chapter 1. Glasgow.
Think of Bonnie Scotland, and the mind conjures up images of bagpipes, kilts, and breathtaking scenery. But the reality is grim. Violence meted out on the streets of Glasgow has resulted in the city having the highest murder rate in Western Europe. But it wasn't always so. Back in the 1940s, 50s and 60s, villains like Glasgow's first godfather, Walter Norville, attempted to go about their unsavoury business whilst adhering to a now redundant code.
So how did you sort of descend into crime?
I was in the early age when I was young, as I say, my ma was never about, and I got into a wee crowd of pals, and we started off, as I say, just breaking windies and that, and stealing out the windies and that, you know. But when the war came, it was a canter, because there was a blackout then. By this time, the police knew who we were, you know, they used to chase us away for the corners and that, but they actually knew who was behind it all, you know. It was our wee mob run about together. And while the blackout was on, you could break a windy, you know, and people who never bothered when they heard the noise like that. They were stealing tea and sugar. It was all rationed. I used to say, like the bookmakers, because they used to buy anything off you. Everything was rationed. So we got tea and sugar and things like that. That was the main things. If we were lucky, if we could get eggs, you only get one egg a month on the rations. So we got a wee case of eggs and that. Well, the bookie gave you a fortune for it.
After several short terms of imprisonment, Walter's career accelerated from committing petty crime to being involved in more serious matters.
This time I'd done a couple of sentences, you know, wee ones. And I met people for governing and that, boys that knew people and that, you know. And we decided that we'll start trying something like this. So we found out, we used to, let's say, go and watch places. And then we'd hit them. We started to have maybe... There were a watchman run this place, used to sit in this place, and the wages used to get delivered to him. So we decided to watch when the wages get delivered, and we sat in a car up the road and we watched it, and we saw the wages get in. There was only the man in the place with the big tray of wages. So we hot that first, and we got them. And it was so easy. I said, look, this is better than any. So we just started then planning me robberies and hitting banks and different things. It went from one to another, you know. And the wee gang got together. But they were all from different districts. I used to, you know, one of the gang would maybe say, so-and-so's a game boy, and he's looking for a bit of pie. And so they'd bring him up. But this time I got a flat in the Willowbank Crescent, a three-room and kitchen. And we used to meet there. And we'd be sitting there, and we used to discuss what we were going to do next. So one of the boys would maybe... I'd let him take my place, Walter, you know, and I'd let him get a bit of pay out. And you know, everybody was getting a wee wage.
The more successful Walter became, the more resentment he attracted from his fellow villains.
I was in the house one day, me and the wife, and I had a good drink, mate. It was a Friday night. And the door went, and it was a Wally White, and a Tony Queen, the bookmaker. His wife was staying with Tony White, Big Wally White. Big Wally White was a British welterweight champion. You maybe heard of him. And he came through the district, so he came up to see me. And Queen's wife was with him. And this guy was with him. Big guy built like yourself, Gibson. And he landed near the road. And 2 weeks before, I was watching him, he was fighting three guys outside the pub at Marlin, and he was battling for three of them. And I made a saying to my wife, oh, God, look at him, I said, he's a big tear away. And I was well known in the road. I'm saying to myself, oh, I don't have to tackle him. But sure as Christ, that night, through the drink, I fell asleep. And my wife woke me up. She says, Walter, going to put him out? And I looked, and Big White had left with his wife, with Queen's wife. And this big is throwing at the door, and I says, I'll let you in. I had a good drink, mate. That he come round, and I says, come on, you'll need to go away. And he says, put me out. I says,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?